Big news today. Well, two sort of semi-related stories. Trading was temporarily stopped on the New York Stock Exchange floor today because of some technical issues. Cyber terrorism was ruled out. The NASDAQ reported no problems. It's unclear whether this was in any way related to the crashing of the Chinese stock market caused by a sell-off, which the government was unable to halt. Also, United Airlines grounded all flights today for about 2 hours after experiencing what the company said was a network connectivity issue and what the Federal Aviation Administration described as an automation issue. So we don't know if it was network connectivity or automation, but it was an issue. Similar situation happened to the airline June 2nd. Kevin Toefel, I don't think these things are related, but it does point to the fact that these weird little computer glitches, when they're connected into these big systems, can cause all kinds of havoc, delay things, make everybody lose lots and lots of money. And it's really problematic. Do you have any thoughts on this other than the fact that this kind of stuff happens and they just happen to happen within a couple of hours of each other this morning?
Yeah, it's easy for people to just assume these are all related incidents. And I totally understand that from what we're hearing from the NYSE and other sources, they're not related at all and they're not cyber attacks. For my part, I did tell the NYSE to reboot that Raspberry Pi that they run everything on, but they didn't listen to me.
Yeah.
And I can't speak to United, which they have a hub right here in my backyard in Philadelphia. So, I fly them often and never had this problem before. But these systems, we rely on them heavily and they rely on a lot of data and connectivity and power and so on. A lot of moving parts there. And these things just, they happen.
I'm always afraid that when the New York Stock Exchange makes a big deal out of saying, no, this wasn't cyber terrorism, that the cyber terrorists are like, hey, that's a great idea. Why don't we figure that out?
So, we don't need to give them any more ideas, no, I don't think, on that front.